This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I'll get back to the questions. I want to touch on this government corruption first, just briefly here, and then we'll get back to the questions. But as promised, I just want to put a little bow on what we were discussing at the end of last hour. Brandon Weikert joined us. I know you remember talking about how he believes war with Iran is imminent. He believes Israel is going to start running missions next week. Brandon believes we are going to join them because of our buildup over there. Israel bombs the north, we bomb the south, potential regime change, all these things. Okay, so I'm not going to touch on anything else that we just touched on with missiles and what's going on over there. But I am going to talk about this because Brandon brought it up and it's something worth thinking about, especially if you're a member of the Trump administration. Now, every single part of a voting coalition, this is just a human nature thing. I do it too. Every part of a voting coalition believes they are the most important part of the coalition. Oftentimes, they believe they're the only part of the coalition that matters. For instance, since we're about to talk about Trump and his administration, Trump, there were many, 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 many different reasons different people voted for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you this, I've spoken a million times to people, oftentimes women, mothers, very, very concerned about what's in our food. Very concerned about American food and all the poison that's in it and that whole RFK Jr. make America healthy again, let's make our food healthier was a driving factor to get them to the polls. I'll tell you right now, my wife. Now, she's not a Trump lover or Trump hater. She's not really like that. She is, however, a health freak, and the things that are in our food concern her a great deal. When Trump started speaking like that, and having RFK up there, you can put a MAGA hat on my wife. I'll tell you what, she would have crawled over a mile of broken glass to go vote for Donald Trump for that reason. Me? It's not that I don't think that that's important. I'm not dismissing it, but that's not at all why I voted for Donald Trump. I didn't even consider that. You know what I voted for? Obviously, I like a lot of things. Maybe immigration was your top thing. Deportation was your top thing. That was a big thing for me too, but it wasn't my number one. Maybe inflation is a big thing for you. It's a big thing for me. Maybe you're barely making ends meet. Totally get it. Totally fine if you voted that way. It wasn't my number one. I voted for Donald Trump for a lot of reasons. My main reason was I thought it gave us as a country the best opportunity to see government people go to prison. And I believe that's what it takes to save the country. That's why. Okay, you get it. Every part of every voting coalition, you could do it with Democrats too. There's a bunch of different parts of the coalition, and all different parts of the coalition believe they are the most important part of the coalition. If they get warped enough, they'll eventually believe they're the only part of the coalition. No, everybody voted for Trump because of ingredients in the food. That's not true. So I'm not going to speak for everybody who voted for Trump and why, nor am I qualified to do so. But I will say this. Hey, Chris, how many votes did Trump get? 60, 70 million, something like that? It doesn't matter. We'll call it 70 million. I should probably know that number, but we'll call it 70 million. Whatever. Of the 70-some million, whoever knows what that number is, of the millions of people who voted for Donald Trump, I would be willing to bet there are less than 100 who voted for Donald Trump because they wanted regime change in Iran. It's true. It just is. Now, I don't think Americans are Iranian fans. I most definitely am not. It's a terror sponsoring wretched regime always threatening people, just doing terrible things. I get it. I have a special hatred for Iran because it was Iran who trained all those insurgents in Iraq. All those IEDs, well, most of them were Iranian IEDs. So American troops died and lost their legs because of Iran. I don't need any help to hate Iran. I hate Iran too. But that is not why Trump was put into office. It's not. And we're just talking politically here. Politically, if the American people happen, if Brandon Weikert is right, and the American people wake up next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we find out we're dropping bombs all over Iran and going, kicking off another little Middle East adventure, you're not going to see boosts in Donald Trump's poll numbers. You're not. I don't care what the reasons we're given are. Look, they may be legitimate. You may have Trump standing up there, and I'm sure he probably will, and tell you we had to do this for this, this, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the reasons. I'm not talking about the excuses. The American people are not going to care. And that's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is this. You heard what Brandon Weikert just brought up. Russia, a very capable country militarily, Russia's been delivering really quality anti-air missiles. What happens? Now, Brandon Weikert took it really far, and he said he could see an American aircraft carrier going down. Let's just set that aside, because that alone, I mean, Trump might get impeached if that happens. Let's set that aside. What if it's just one plane? One American fighter, American bomber, gets blown out of the sky over Iran. And I'm not talking about the plane. I'm talking the pilot, maybe co-pilot, depending on the aircraft, is dead. And or, this may even be worse, has to set down, parachute down over Iran, taken prisoner. The American people wake up one day to see, because you know what Iran would do with that guy. They would probably beat the crap out of him. And then drag him on stage in front of the whole world and say, this is, you know, what would they say? This is one of the American terrorists who were here. But how's that going to land in America? This is, if it is going this way, and part of the reason I wanted Brandon Weikert to come on is because I've heard this from more than one person who would know. Really, really sharp people are telling me the same thing. If it is going this direction, I'm not criticizing it. It's not what I want at all. Maybe people have different views on foreign policy. I don't want it. I think this is a huge mistake. But whatever I think, whatever anyone thinks, doesn't matter. Politically, this is the Trump administration walking into a nightmare. A nightmare. And look, even if you say, well, it's for Israel. Israel has an opportunity. Look, the American people don't have any appetite for that either. You think that's going to be a selling point for the American people? Well, Israel wanted it. That ain't selling to anybody, not anymore. The American people are done with foreign adventures. They are done with them, no matter the cause, no matter how much we hate the enemy, you hate him, I didn't, no matter how much we may like our friend, this ally, that ally, the American people as a whole, as we watch our prices go up, as we watch our own country turn into what it's turning into, they don't want to hear why it's critically important for them to go support a war somewhere else. And American politicians on both sides of the aisle just got done trying this with Ukraine, and it failed so massively that the Trump administration actually ran for office, and one of their central campaign promises was, we're going to end this Ukraine madness. Why was the Trump administration so confident in campaigning on that? Because that's what the American people want. They don't want to hear it anymore. They're not going to be impressed by, well, we have to do it because this country needs it, even if it's Israel. American people are going to be all, don't care. My prices are high. Why are we there? And this is before somebody dies. Now, I don't know what's going to come I don't know if it's going to come next week. Maybe Brennan's wrong. Maybe they'll back off. Maybe cooler heads will prevail. I don't know. But like so many things when it comes to foreign policy, once you start getting involved, you're on dangerous ground. Like a divorce. Ever had a friend, a family member start to get a divorce? I'm leaving him. I'm leaving her. Okay? It's tough. It's bad enough on its own. You ever get involved in one? Do you ever decide you're going to start helping out, giving him advice, giving her some advice? How'd that work out for you? You start sticking your nose in things like that, you can get it bit pretty quick. Anyway, the good news is if you do get your nose bit, I bet Relief Factor would help. What, Chris? Listen, it's not something you take to mask pain. This is something, it's a 100% drug-free supplement you take that supports what your body's already doing. Your elbow hurts, your foot hurts, your shoulder hurts, your back hurts because it's inflamed. Your body is trying to fight it. Your body needs help. That's what Relief Factor is. It's a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. You want to try it? 3 weeks is only $19.95. 3 weeks worth. That's less than a dollar a day. That pain that holds you back, you know you might be free of it, right? For $19.95? ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I will get to those in a minute. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to just play a couple things for you here that are amazing, but it goes to what we've talked about many times and kind of along the lines of what we're talking about tonight. We like to imagine, it's for our own good, you know, for our own sanity, we like to imagine that things aren't that bad. It's human nature. Things aren't that bad. All humans in all walks of life do this, even when things are really, really, really bad. Hey, we don't have to rip up and rebuild everything. Hey, it's not time to push the panic button. We don't need to get in the lifeboats right away. It's not that bad, right? And we don't do that because we're stupid. We do that because we're human. And because when situations get really, really, really bad, it can be painful to acknowledge that it's really, really, really bad. It's easier, so much easier on us, we think, to ignore it. Here's a good example of this. Grief. Have you ever grieved over something? Dog died, mom, dad, wife, kid. I mean, God forbid. But everybody loses people eventually. What do we do when we grieve sometimes? Well, it's an adult thing to do. We drink. Very, very adult thing to do. Drink. And why? Why do you do that? Hey, I'm not pointing any fingers at you. My dad died. There was a few weeks there. I just drank like an idiot fish. Yeah, don't do that anymore. But why? Well, you forget. You drink. Numb it. Forget about it. That's why. We want to escape reality because reality hurts. This government needs more than tweaking. A little here, a little there. Listen to this from Elon Musk and tell me this isn't one of the more jaw-dropping things you've ever heard.
For you, what's the most astonishing thing you've found out in this process?
The sheer amount of waste and fraud in the government. It is astonishing. It's mind-blowing. We routinely encounter wastes of $1 billion or more, casually. You know, for example, like the simple survey that was literally a 10-question survey that you could do with SurveyMonkey, cost you about $10,000, the government was being charged almost $1 billion for that.
For just the survey?
$1 billion for a simple online survey, do you like the national park? And then there appeared to be no feedback loop for what would be done with that survey. So the survey would just go into nothing.
The federal government did a survey without any intention of using it, a survey that could be professionally done for $10,000, and instead they took $1 billion, a billion of our money, and they spent it on that. That's not waste. That's criminality. That's criminality. And in any other organization on earth, that would immediately, anything like that, would immediately prompt a criminal investigation. If there is an audit, if there's an audit done, and let's say you have a $10 million a year company, and they can't account for $15,000. Okay, somebody missed a payment on something. Somebody missed it. Let's do an audit. Let's figure out what's wrong. Let's figure out what's wrong. If you have a $10 million company, and at the end of the year, you can't account for $1 million, your first phone call is probably to the police or some sort of a professional auditor because somebody committed a crime. The federal government, they did a $10,000 project, and they charged us, you and me, $1 billion. Listen to this from RFK Jr. Listen to what he found.
The agency org chart, when I arrived, was incomprehensible. There was no chain of command. There were people operating in all these different silos and fiefdoms, and they were so territorial and so self-serving that they were selling patient information to each other. So I tried to get the CMS patient information, which belongs to the American people and belongs to HHS. And the sub-agencies said we have to buy it from them. And it doesn't make any sense. There are sub-agencies that refuse to give us patient data. This is depersonalized data. Mm-hmm. And we need to make American healthy again. So what Elon is doing is he's using AI.
Did you hear what he just said? He's the head of HHS. There are agencies that are refusing to give him information. They're handing your data out to each other. Listen to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture. The United States government is a criminal organization.
But even at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've canceled a $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco. A similar contract we canceled in New York, again, educating transgender and queer farmers on food justice and food equality. I'm not even sure what that means, but...
Let me explain what that means, Brooke. And I know she knows this. I'm not insulting Brooke. Let me explain exactly what that means. A scumbag in the Department of Agriculture worked with a scumbag in the Biden administration to figure out a way to steal a bunch of your money and hand it to some queer group in New York or San Francisco or wherever who's probably a cousin, a sister, a brother-in-law. So they stole your money, handed it out to make cows gay, and this is theft. It's not waste. It's theft, and someone has to go to prison for theft. Bottom line, has to happen. Let's move on. Get to some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, spectacular Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember, I keep letting you know that I'm going to let you know, but I have the rough draft of the final chapter of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. It's the last one I'm going to do. The rough draft is done. I got to cross some T's and dot some I's, and I'm going to find a way to get it to you for free. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. I would guess it's going to be by email, website email, something like that. You're not going to have bought the book. So don't worry about that. I'm going to find a way to get it to you. Just bear with me. Let me finish it and work out how to get it to you. I will get it to you. All right? Before I get to the questions, we'll talk about green salsa here in a moment. Chris just asked, where does the money go? Well, this is the problem, is the numbers get so big and there's so much of it. You know, there's so much of it. There's $1 billion for a survey. There's $300,000 for gay cattle. There's so much of it that we get overwhelmed. And then what happens is we kind of throw our hands up and say it's just too much. And it's a very human thing to do. You're overwhelmed. It's too much. But I have the benefit of being married to an auditor. Ob is one of these detail nerds. And remember I told you when I was out of work for a long time, and then I got out of work again when I quit selling RVs. This is about 6 years ago. I quit because I wanted to try to make a media career work. What a dumb idea, right? It just happened to work out. But we were running out of money. We're broke. So she goes back to work as an auditor. It's what she does. She's an auditor. It's fascinating. Look, that's not my area. Details are not what I do. I'm really bad at those, but that's very much her. But it's fascinating listening to her talk about it, how things don't disappear. That's the truth. Do you know that? Things don't just disappear, not in this day and age where everything is computerized and digitized and tracked. Things don't disappear. These things, they end somewhere. And so I'm, again, just going to lay out very clearly how it works. If you want to work for the federal government, if you want to be eligible for federal contracts, we'll say what I used to do for a living, water or sewer line. I want to do federal water sewer line projects. I want to qualify for those big federal contracts. Well, you have to go through an application process and eventually get approved to bid on this project. Oh, they've got a $10 million pipeline project. I'm going to bid on that project. Well, I first have to get approved as a federal contractor. Then, once the federal government decides they need that contract, they have to go through some sort of a system, public bid or otherwise, where they're going to award that contract to either me or, most likely, because they want to give the appearance of lack of corruption, sometimes it's me and one other company or something like that. Well, when it comes to things, well, I'm going to play it again. Brooke Rollins, I'll stop it here in a second. Listen to this.
But even at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've canceled a $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco.
$300,000 contract educating queer farmers in San Francisco. Now, let me ask you this, and I haven't looked this up, but you're welcome to do some citizen journalism if you'd like. How many groups out there are approved by the federal government to educate queer farmers in San Francisco? If you had to guess. I don't know the answer, but I think we all know there aren't 100 groups like that. I think if we had to guess, there probably aren't even 10. Maybe not even 5. In fact, there might just be one. That's a pretty niche thing, wouldn't you say? Educating queer farmers in San Francisco. So the way government corruption works is Congressman Moron from San Francisco goes to the next big budget. You know, they always like to pass a big bill. And he makes sure there's a little something in there for his district. He's going to get $300,000 in there for his district. Of course, it gets approved by Congress because none of these scumbags read the bills. They just vote yes on things. And soon, there's $300,000 available for something specific in his district. And, oh, would you look at that? It's time to hand out this $300,000 queer farmer contract. And, oh, I guess, hey, guys, there's only one group that's qualified to educate those queer farmers. Oh, is that the same group that my wife works for? No way. Anyway, thanks for the 300 grand, America. Appreciate you very much. This is how it works. Federal government corruption isn't exactly like local corruption. It's similar. They look like they're related, but it's not the same. Local corruption oftentimes can work like that too, where you're given a contract to somebody who hands you money under the table. But in the federal government, oftentimes this stuff is out in the open. It's available for everyone to see. This money can all be tracked. It didn't disappear. It didn't. politicians, corrupt politicians, corrupt bureaucrats, they love the thinking, the idea that money can just disappear. Wow, where'd all that money go? Guess it disappeared. No, it did not disappear. That money is in somebody's bank account. Somebody's eating it, driving it, living in it, flying in it. That money very much exists. It didn't disappear, and that's our money. Now, tell me again. Am I too harsh when I say government people have to go to prison or America can't be saved? Or do I have that right? Hey, man, you whisperer, Jesse. I know you're pretty sad last few days because your favorite breakfast taco place is using powdered eggs. Well, I'm here to turn your frown upside down. You go to your favorite breakfast taco place and ask to buy a quart of their green salsa verde only, which is your favorite. Then you go to any taco joint that uses real scrambled eggs and combine the whole things. I know the menu whisperer would eventually think of this. He said, thank you and you're welcome. Your name is Matt. One, Matt, you're a genius. Two, you know why you're a genius? Because I've already done this. Listen, Chris, I'm about to drop a name right here on the show, right here. There's a little Mexican restaurant. Actually, it's in the same city where Jewish producer Chris went to a community college. Not as good as mine was, but he went to a community college there. This little town is called Alvin, Texas. And this little town called Alvin, Texas, there is this dumpy little Mexican joint called Juanita's. I am not exaggerating. You can go look it up. It is attached to a laundromat. There are, I think, 4 or 5 parking spots for Juanita's. It's so popular that everyone just parks right behind someone else. And when you're ready to go, everyone just leaves and they go back out their car and you park back in. The place is full at all times. It's a bunch of these adorable little Mexican ladies in there cranking out the most delicious freaking Mexican food you've ever had in your life. The last time I was in, the ceilings were so low, I practically had to crawl to the cash register. It is so good, it will make your knees weak. And their green salsa, of course it's made in-house, their green salsa, I'm almost positive that Jesus Christ himself came up with the recipe and left it for Juanita. That's how good this green salsa is. The green salsa is so good that my father, God rest his soul, I love you, Dad, my dad had it one time, and this is the most Kelly thing in the world. Then he went back to Montana. Remember, that's where my folks lived. But he made a little arrangement before he left. He got with Juanita to mail him via the post office mason jars full of her green salsa whenever she created a new batch. Until the day he died, my dad had Juanita's green salsa imported to him in Montana. I know, Chris is laughing because it's the most Kelly story in the world. Oh, I'm all about combining. I'm all about combining. And when you find a good sauce, you hang on to it. Like you're Rosie O'Donnell and you just got an Entenmann's Danish. You hang on to it. And also, you hang on to life. Save a baby today. It's Friday, baby. Why don't we, as we go into the weekend, friends, family, church, everything else, why don't we save a baby real quick? You and preborn saved 67,000 lives last year. You realize that? That's what happens when you introduce a mother to her baby by ultrasound. You can convince yourself till you're blue in the face that it's a clump of cells, it doesn't matter, it's a headache, I'll just get rid of it. You lay down and you hear that heartbeat, you know it's alive. And that's what preborn does. They give these scared young women free ultrasounds, and then they don't throw them out in the cold. If she needs help, they're there to help. You are there to help. That's what you do. Lives walk the planet because of you and what you do with preborn. $28 buys that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Okay, so Let's just do this here. Before we get to the serious email, producer Corey had a rare wonderful idea that I support. You know how they created the Biden administration, because they're a bunch of soulless demons, they created an app so people can violate our sovereignty, all the illegals. And the Trump administration is very sharply, very smartly changing the app so now you can deport yourself with the same app. Well, young men are having a difficult time finding a mate here in the United States of America. A very, very difficult time. In fact, this young woman, this young communist, decided to put this video out online, and I think it probably brings home the struggles young men are having in the country.
I'm a very liberal woman, so I am obviously, like, very much everyone knows that I'm a liberal woman. My brother's gay. All my friends are gay. Also, like, abortion rights.
What a shock.
Female rights. But anyways, so I would, like, always ask him. I'd be like, what's your politics? Like, what do you, who do you, where do you lean? And he was just like, well, like, socially, I'm a liberal, but economically, I'm a Republican. That, okay. Also, he was a 28-year-old man. That's the first red flag, because if there's a 28-year-old man and he's single, there's a reason that he's single. I'm like, well, like, what makes you, you know, economically Republican?
Okay, but we don't all have to suffer through that. That's about as much of that as I can take. Couple things. First of all, gentlemen, you young men listening, don't do that. What that guy did. Well, I mean, I'm economically conservative, but I'm socially liberal. I understand why you do it, gentlemen. I know how hot she is. I know. God created us to be attracted to women. Created women to be attracted to men. And especially when you're a young man, they could be just so hot, it's almost like you're drunk. And you can find yourself willing to say anything to win over her. Don't do that. Don't give up who you are for a woman, ever. And ladies, don't do it for a man, ever. Don't let that. Now, look, you can make improvements on things in your life. Okay, I'll pick up my socks because she wants me to. Don't change who you are. But setting that aside, producer Corey had a brilliant idea. The Trump administration creates a new app. This app only for the dimes, the foreigner dimes that are about to be deported. Now, I'm not saying we don't deport them. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is if, and only if they're hot enough, they have to apply on the app. Maybe we have some sort of a public grading system. I don't know. What, Chris? Don't roll your eyes. I'm hashing this out on the air. We have a public grading system or something like that. Somebody, I didn't come up with this, said the app should be called Fire or Ice, which is hilarious. If she achieves the, only if she achieves the necessary rating and finds an American man to marry her, then once she presents a valid driver's license, she can stay. Look, I haven't gamed the whole thing out yet. I like where we're going. What, Chris? What? Chris said they can hide the crazy. Chris, they're women. I know that. Okay? Everybody knows that. That's, if God knew what he was doing, everything is balanced, right? Now, how we talked about yesterday, how everything's uneven. God understood that he made women so they would drive us insane. He knows that. That's why he also made them hot, because that was the way we would sign on for everything. Gosh, Chris. Anyway, Jesse, I'm shocked at your position that the person who added Goldberg, that would be Jeffrey Goldberg, to the text should be fired. That's what yesterday's Republican Party would have done. We've finally moved past that. If it was Democrats, the right would be outraged. They would circle the wagons. I'm ecstatic. Trump has chosen to back his people. You said we need to do better, and yes, the military, your military background's clouding your judgment, so on and so forth. Okay, so I've got a few of these of people who think, no, that's crazy. Nobody should be fired. Nobody should be fired. Well, it may shock you to know that I actually half agree with you now, and this is what I mean. Now, it's Friday. Now, because justice has been delayed, now if you fire somebody, Now it looks like you're firing somebody because the left wants you to. This is why I called for somebody to be firing the day it happened. Didn't I? Everybody can back me up on that. I said today, publicly, somebody should be fired, because if you do that, you find out about it. You find out who was negligent enough or evil enough to add a communist journalist to the group. You find him. You find his name. You find it within 15 minutes. You tell him to pack up his stuff. You fire him publicly and make sure it's on film. If you do that, then you are owning the situation. You have made a decision. You found something you didn't like. You have taken charge. And now this guy's gone because I demand better. I demand efficiency. It's not for the media. It's not for the left. It's not for the Democrats. It's my scalp. I took that scalp because he didn't do a good job. If you do that right away, you're good. Now I hear these rumblings of, they still might let this guy go or that guy go. Now I hear the rumblings. Well, now if you do it, now it does look like you're caving to the left, because the left has called for somebody's head all week long. You see? That's why I called for immediate justice. I actually, now where you stand, I tend to agree. Now I kind of don't want you to fire anybody, because now it looks like you gave him one. What, Chris? What if you're the chief of staff? Me? Oh, I would have fired somebody in half a second. You don't even want to know how many people I would have fired by now, bud. No, you know what? Let's talk about that, actually. Let's talk about that across the government. What if I was running? I'll tell you exactly how it would work. Before we do that, let me talk to you about Hillsdale. What are you going to do this weekend? When it rains? When it's miserable out? When you have a little time on Sunday afternoon? You're going to spend another 2 hours flipping through the channels. There's nothing to watch. You're going to do what we all do, myself included. I think I'll just go on social media. Or are you going to go take a free class from Hillsdale College? Oh, but I realize that doesn't sound like fun. You have any idea? These are history classes, man. Interesting ones. Hillsdale's giving them to us for free. Free online classes for you. Hanging out by yourself with your family. Your kids will love it. You want to know about the challenges the Constitution faced during the Civil War? You want to know about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. There's no cost. When an organization, when a university like Hillsdale is handing out free wisdom, you should probably pounce on that. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. All right? All right. I'll tell you what I would do. We'll talk about hot dogs, General Patton, Vladimir Putin, and more next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.